Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good afternoon, everybody. A hump day edition of the PM Team, a day that will change me forever. I'll be getting my nipples pierced here at 7:30, 5.5 hours. 5 hours and 29 minutes from now, not that I'm counting.
Yeah, that's
down
already
the minutes.
That's already a bad sign right off the bat. Good afternoon, Pony. I don't like that you're counting minutes now.
Yeah.
It's starting
to sink in. I felt a calm come over me this morning when I woke up. I keep telling myself that thousands of people every day get their nipples pierced, but there's still an onslaught of people that have expressed to me how painful it is. And especially how much the second one hurts.
Rachel, who works in our sales department, now I don't think she's had it done.
Okay.
But she said, based on people she knows who have, she said, I'd still rather take childbirth. And she said, childbirth was very painful. She said, I'd still rather deal with that pain based on what I've heard.
That sounds like a horrible review.
By the way,
this is
Donnie,
a woman who I believe has multiple children. So, like, I mean, she would know.
Donnie here for the first time with us.
Yeah.
They let him out of his lair.
And what a shirt he has on. I just can't believe it.
Pony said it would. Where did you get that?
Says that our friends at Keystone Custom Apparel.
Is that one of one?
It may be. I think he may have made one for himself.
So it says that on the front, but what does it say on the back? Pony said it would,
but it didn't. Oh, man. Yeah.
I'm a little jealous of you, man. Like, that's a Pantheon level. That's a Pantheon level shirt. That's a Mount Rushmore T-shirt. The "but it didn't" is just—it really is perfect.
Like the old Joe DiNardo thing.
Did he come up with that on his own, or did you tell him to make one for you?
No, this was all on his own. So after that game, like
what a delight.
Maybe 15 minutes after that game ended,
yeah,
he shot me a DM and said, "I have an idea for a shirt." And then he sent me, like, a picture of it and said, would you wear this at some point? I can bring it in tomorrow when you're on with Joe, because this was a Thursday going into a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And I said, yeah, man, that'd be great. And I could, like, show it to the people on YouTube. We can,
yep,
you know, do all of our content stuff with it. So he was all for it.
I want to get to the YouTube part of this, and then we'll talk about the man of the show might be me, but the man of the hour is Malzy. As Summer of Malzy rolls on. This will stream on YouTube at 7:30. We've had confirmation on that. Jeez. So there will be a show going on at 7:30, but our YouTube is going to switch over to a live stream of me getting my nipples pierced down here at Mike's.
Yep.
Tickets are no longer available online, but you can come here and buy tickets at the door. It's $33. All the money goes to McGee and their breast cancer research division. We found that out yesterday when Michael Anakin came on the air with us, the CEO of McGee. They're going to have some people here. We're excited about that. We're going to have Mario Lemieux, not in person, but he gifted us a signed jersey to raffle off once he found out about
this.
That's
going to be badass.
Mason Heinchel, who I don't think has done any signings or anything like that yet, because with being a true freshman, Pitt has him under lock and key. But he graciously signed a football for this event. So I think it's the only signed piece of memorabilia from him that's out there. And that's going to be up for grabs, too. And there's not a hotter name right now in Pittsburgh sports than Mason Heinsohn. So I think it's cool that he is taking part of this and some other things. We've got tickets to a Paul Skeens start at PNC Park with the three of us for people to bid on. So that's going to be here tonight starting at 6, but the door – well, technically you can come here whenever
come
you want.
Come down right now if you want.
5 o'clock is when they'll start checking for tickets.
Pony.
Yes.
The YouTube chat, just a smorgasbord of reactions to what you're about to go through. Pony's lying. He can't wait to get those nipples pierced. He's excited.
I've seen and heard a lot of that.
He's titillated.
Well, there was a certain author in town that said that Pony's secretly very excited about it.
Yeah.
Not one I've heard of, because his books must suck, or else I'd have heard of him.
Jeez. Yeah, that is true.
I'll fire
well, I don't
back.
Know about his books. I haven't read his books, but...
I haven't read much of anything he's done.
They've wanted us
anyway,
to talk about his books on the air.
Pony's excited. Don't let him fool you. Everyone handles pain differently. Knowing Pony, he'll say it didn't hurt that bad. I like this one from Brian. Pony is a Mets fan. He's definitely familiar with pain.
Good point.
Buddy, this is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, home of the Pirates. You think you're familiar with pain? We were born in pain. Okay.
Well, it's all going to take place at 7:30, but you are the man of the hour because of your Art Rooney comments from yesterday.
Yeah, they seem to do numbers, as
that have gone viral for saying that. Why are you putting your finger in the air?
That's good content right there. That's hashtag good content, engagement. We got it all, baby.
You said that Art Rooney, too, is doing a horrible job.
Yep.
I don't think he's doing a horrible job. I don't think he's doing a good job. I don't think he's doing anywhere close to a great job, but... explain to people why you would say an owner that has a winning record and has never had a losing season, just like Mike, is doing a horrible job as the man at the top of the Steelers organization.
So I have a couple reasons. I mean, I do apply the standard that they hold themselves to any conversation that involves evaluating the job he's doing, the job Mike's doing, etc. Like, I just think that's fair. The job a GM's doing, because they always talk about having a championship standard as an organization. They hold themselves to that since, well, I'll just even go back to 2016. That season is the last time they won playoff games.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, plural. They beat the Dolphins, obviously, we know, and it was a source of a great trivia question on Fan versus the Fans. They beat the Chiefs in a muddy, messy game, and then they lost to the Patriots.
Yep.
So now you've gone through the 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and I'm feeling like it's going to be 25 seasons. That'll be 9 seasons where I don't think they will have won a playoff game. It doesn't feel right now like they're even going to make the playoffs, let alone win a game.
Donnie said they're going to lose the division lead before Thanksgiving.
He might be right.
Do you still feel that way, by the way?
Yeah, I do.
I saw a power ranking today, Pony, on PFF, and I'll take it for what it's worth. They're probably
going to
have a different view of things. But, yep. I mean, it's like reasonably aligned with like the standings. They have the Ravens 6th at 3-5. 6th. They have the Steelers at 18th, okay? Here's my thing. So we're probably looking at 9 straight seasons without a playoff win. Not only that, we're looking at really that same amount of time without a competitive playoff game. The 17 game against Jacksonville came, you know, down not quite to the wire. The Steelers got a touchdown with like no time remaining.
And you think that constitutes horrible?
Well, let me get to the rest of my argument here, and I won't try to take all of our time. I think that's number one. You hold yourself to this championship standard, but then you and family members of yours have said things like, well, we've performed above the mean and given these milquetoast endorsements to just being slightly above average. Art himself, I think, has looked really out of touch when he said things like, to the like, kind of not talking down to the fans, but addressing fans' concerns and frustrations by saying, you know, we are competitive every year. That doesn't align with what historically has been the standard of the franchise. And then this is...
well, what should be the standard of the franchise?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Well, the standard of the frame, like, I have no problem if you say we are a team that is going to rebuild a little bit here. Like, it might be a soft rebuild, but they never want to do that. They always act like they're in it to win it big time. And if that's how you act and that's your posture, I'm going to judge you on that, even if I think you're being unreasonable. The fact that they are not reasonably in it while they say they are is a reason I think he's doing a bad job, because I think he's out of touch with how you have to build a winner in the NFL.
That's their objective, and he's falling woefully short of it.
Just to use a quick example here, the New England Patriots had a very ugly divorce with Bill Belichick.
Sure
it was
did.
Bad. Then they biffed the hiring of the guy after him, and it was really bad.
Uh-huh.
They did, though, one thing in that whole span of time. They managed to be bad enough to draft Drake May.
Mm-hmm.
They look like, and they hired a good, like, I don't think Vrabel's like God's gift to coaching, but I think he's a better than average coach. He's a good
100%
coach.
I agree with that.
Okay. They also brought back, yes, Josh McDaniels for his 18th tour of duty there, but he's doing a great job with May.
He's a good offensive coordinator.
They look like a team that's on the rise and that will be there again, because they endured, what, three bad years, we'll call it? I think that's fair to say. Three bad seasons post-Brady?
Yeah, what, 22, 23, 24? 24.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So three bad seasons, really bad seasons.
Yeah, they made
post-Brady.
The playoffs one year with Mac Jones. Now, they got destroyed in the playoffs, too.
They did, but they, you know, they acknowledged that that was not the right pick at quarterback, and they moved on from it, and they got out from under it. They're set up, I think, to be a really good team for probably the next 10 to 12 years if May is healthy, because they've got the most important pieces in place.
Right.
Here is why I say Art Rooney's doing a horrible job. Robert Kraft, to some extent, knows what it takes to win in the NFL because he won a ton and he saw what went into that.
Yep.
Art Rooney II maintains a very small coaching staff, which I know the Mark Caballis and other people of the world say is not a big deal, but it is. You have more brain power on staff.
He says that?
I think a lot of the people who cover the team locally, Mark has definitely done it, kind of like poo-poo it a little bit. Like that's much ado about nothing. I'm not saying Mark just automatically says, you shouldn't talk about that, but I think those guys say that that's an overblown story. There's a little like defending of the way the Steelers do things. They don't hire coaches that are in demand. He doesn't force Mike to hire young up-and-comers on either side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
They never have coaches who haven't been head coaches beforehand or been OCs beforehand move up the ladder. When is the last time a guy started on this coaching staff? And this does start with the owner, because you can pressure the coach to actually cast a wider net. When's the last time they had a guy who started as like a wide receivers coach, moved up eventually and got like an OC job, then took a job somewhere else?
I mean, they had Montgomery, who went from receivers coach to college head coach, but it wasn't at a big school. It was at East Carolina.
But I don't consider that a step up, because it's not in the NFL.
Right.
You're going down in talent level.
He didn't go to a
coaching.
Big-time program. He went to his alma mater or whatever it was.
The point is that there isn't a track record of, like, forget about Mike Tomlin's coaching tree.
Yep.
There is not a lot of brain power as far as, like, in-demand coaches. So you're not assembling, like, a great staff of visionary minds who are doing things interestingly and differently than the rest of the NFL. You have allowed your head coach to just have this as his own personal fiefdom, basically.
You also, I'm surprised, have left out, I think, a key point to your whole argument.
Well, I was just kind of unfurling the whole thing.
But I think one of your thesis points should be you think Art had a lot to do with drafting Kenny.
Oh, yeah.
And if R influenced that decision heavily, then that's a decision that set the franchise back. Period.
It absolutely is. And it actually did not – well, it set them back because they haven't tried to find a new young quarterback. And they haven't – they also have never – and I don't think Kenny was ever going to be good. They have never shown themselves to be willing to surround a young quarterback with the kind of ecosystem that helps get the most out of a player.
Right.
That's one thing. He absolutely was instrumental in drafting Kenny. I think he did not want to pass on Dan Marino 2.0, even if you had eyes and a functioning like cerebellum, you knew that you weren't looking at Dan Marino 2.0. You were looking
Joe Burrow.
A high floor, low ceiling guy, I think, was what most people said. And this is broadly speaking, I think, my biggest critique of Art and why I say he's doing a horrible job. I do think that matters Like, owners who care too much, I think, and want to be the center of attention can inhibit franchises. I think Jerry Jones, by and large, does that. He wants to be the center of attention. He cares too much. He likes Jerry Jones being front and center. That's bad for them. But I look at what Jim Irsay's daughter is doing on the sideline.
Yeah.
Headsets on. Mic is flipped up. She's taking notes because she cares, because she wants it to be good. Like, if they were 4-4 or, you know, 4-4 or 3-5 right now, people would be mocking that. They're not. They're 7-1. And she clearly gives a crap as to what's going on the field. That's her whole thesis. I want to know where the inefficiencies are, what we could be doing better, etc. I don't get any of that from Art. I get from Art that he signs Mike Tomlin to an extension every couple of years, says, have fun, and sits in the background.
And he said in that clip we played from January, he's a great coach and we're lucky to have him.
I really do not believe
he acts like Mike walks on water.
That it resonates with him that, like, this is a public trust, in a sense, the Steelers, and how important they are to so many people. They're not important like that to him. They're a business to him. He runs them that way. And the last thing I'll say is this. Probably the biggest reason he's doing a horrible job is all of this combines to be just a status quo kind of guy. The NFL's not a status quo league. And I think if you watch the Steelers closely and have done so since this playoff win drought started, what you see is a league that has passed them by in many significant ways. And you see an owner whose posture has not changed to reflect an attempt to change with the times whatsoever.
Do you agree with Malzi that Art Rooney is doing a horrible job as Steelers owner? 412-928-9370. There is his, what would you call that?
That's my elevator pitch for why I think he's doing a horrible job.
Do you agree? 412-928-9370. We also have coming up next segment, something we call the fan versus the fans. We do a lot of trivia games amongst ourselves. We flip it for this segment. You can call in right now to 412-928-9370. Pick one of us, stump one of us, and if you stump us, if we get it wrong, $25 gift card to Rival Sports Bar, premier place to watch sports in Pittsburgh. 412-928-9370. Last week, a kid asked the question, who pitched the first no-hitter at PNC Park? I said Homer Bailey. He said wrong. It was a kid in the Whippeel. And technically, he was right. 412-928-9370. Yes, he caught me on that one, Malzi, that technicality.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.